Small Town Stylist podcast, where beauty pros are empowered to create the life and career of your dreams, regardless of your population count. Hello, and welcome to the very first episode of the Small Town Stylist podcast. My name is Casey Taylor, and for those of you who don't know me, I'm an Enneagram 9, also known as the Peacekeeper. I'm a wife, a dog mom, a full-time stylist behind the chair specializing in extensions and bridal, as well as a salon owner and an educator specifically for small town stylists. I live in a small town in East Texas with a population of just over 6,000, which might sound kind of small or kind of big depending on where you're from. And to give you a little bit of a backstory as to why I chose small town stylist specifically, when I was in cosmetology school 10 years ago, I had an instructor say to us that we would never be successful if we stayed in our small towns. She believed that small towns in our area were too oversaturated with salons and stylists and not enough clients to go around. That somehow small town clients couldn't afford luxury services and wouldn't be willing to pay as much. And from her perspective, success was reserved only for stylists in a big city. As you can imagine, as a cosmetology student who did not have any frame of reference for what my career as a hairstylist would look like, it was discouraging, and it made me believe I needed to move to a bigger city in order to find success. My parents already believed I was throwing my life away by becoming a stylist because I was too smart and needed a college degree. I'm sure I'm not the only one whose parents had that same fear, but I was really determined to prove them wrong and that I was making the right choice for myself by becoming a hairstylist. So I gathered all my resources, I put all of my efforts into moving to the city, and I tried to get hired for an assisting position so that I could learn and grow because everyone said that the key to success in the beauty industry was shadowing under an already successful stylist. But all of those plans fell through and ultimately failed. I found myself stuck in my hometown before I ever got started. And for now, I'll skip over all the details about the first few salons I worked at and how miserable those experiences were. But less than a year into having my cosmetology license, I was self-employed, renting a chair at a tiny two-stylist salon that was essentially a shack downtown. I had maybe 5 clients to my name, and I was faced with a choice. My career was either going to become everything they said it would be, and I was going to be just another small-town struggling stylist, or I was going to make it work, and I was going to find a way to create the career I had dreamed about in my hometown. And that second option is exactly what I did. So now I own a beautiful and successful 4-chair salon in that same small town, and this podcast is dedicated to sharing some of the stories and lessons I've learned along the way so that other small town stylists can feel inspired and empowered to chase after your own version of success without feeling limited by your hometown. I want you to be able to learn from my mistakes so that you can avoid them in your own business, laugh with me through some crazy salon stories, and maybe even cry a little as I share some personal journeys about toxic family dynamics, anxiety, and depression, because I'm a big advocate that your business health is directly correlated to your mental health. If you relate to that in any way, I would love for you to hit the subscribe button so that you can get all of the new episodes that we'll be dropping every Monday, and send me a DM on Instagram letting me know what you think about the podcast as well as any topics you want me to cover in the future. I have an idea that I want to end every episode with a positive affirmation, because in my experience, it's a lot easier to start believing it yourself when someone else has already said it to you. So on that note, I hope you have a great rest of your day and remember that you are worthy and capable of achieving the success of your dreams.